Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. Last week's news of Facebook accounts to which members of the Marine Corps posted compromising photos of their female colleagues prompted a response from Commandant Robert Neller. Well, my next guest says top leadership is where the end of sexual harassment has to start. Dr. Kate Hendricks-Thomas is a Marine Corps veteran, now assistant professor at Charleston Southern University. She's written about her experiences in the online military magazine, Task and Purpose, and she joins me now. Dr. Thompson, great to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me and for talking about this important issue.
This news did come out of this Facebook account, which was fairly large, hundreds of Marines, I guess, involved. What was it about that that prompted you to write about your own experiences, which heretofore you really hadn't revealed?
Well, here's what's scary about the recent scandal. 30,000 active duty and veteran Marines were members of this site. Now, not all of them were posting pictures and writing violent comments, but that's a lot of Marines. And the scope of the scandal brought a lot of memories back for me. And my email and my phone have been blowing up this week with a lot of women veterans who, quite frankly, when you're on active duty, what makes sense sometimes is to go along and get along. And you laugh off incidents of harassment that come your way. Now, things that I saw in the Marine Corps never reached the global scale that these high-tech, harassment phenomena do. But my failure to really make formal complaints, to fight when I had the position, platform, and just cause to do so, has contributed to an environment where young women Marines are getting cyber-stalked and cyber-harassed in this incredibly serious way. So there are a lot of Marine veterans right now who are looking at their own experiences and saying, I should have done more.
Now, when you were in Iraq on active duty, you saw things that weren't, as you say, high tech, but nevertheless amounted to harassment. What were some of the things that you witnessed?
I had some experiences in Iraq where my unit was amazing. They had my back. In particular, we were on a joint base, and a couple of third country soldiers tried to break down the door of the room in which I was sleeping. And, my Marines were right next door and flooded out and handled that pretty quick. So I very much felt like my back was covered by my Marines. But you walked around as a woman Marine in Iraq just knowing the spotlight was always on you. And I took, and the Marines in my unit actually joined me in this, took to carrying black spray paint. And I would slip it in my cargo pocket because if I happened into a port-a-john at some point on one of the forward operating bases, there was a significant possibility that there would be a cartoon drawing of me on the walls. And it was always obscene, some kind of sexual image with sexual commentary written off to the side. There was typically multiple handwritings, which freaked me out because it meant that several different Marines had thought to put a Sharpie in their own cargo pocket and take it with them so they could add to the vignette. It got dark enough that spray paint became necessary because I just didn't want to look at it anymore.
It sounds as if almost there are two Marine Corps. There's the ones where your brothers, so to speak, had your back and prevented some awful thing from happening when people were trying to break down your door. And then there's the other Marine Corps putting pictures inside port-a-johns and posting things on Facebook.
That's the cognitive dissonance, I think, that women Marines are dealing with. Institutionally, we are marginalized. We still segregate entry-level training. We don't have MOS-specific, specialty-specific performance standards. So every male Marine looks at you when you wind up working together, and the question hanging in the air is, did you really earn the right to be here? Can you hack it? Are you my equal? There's no automatic conveyance of respect as a Marine. Every woman Marine deals with that. You're a numerical minority, and you're swimming against a current. But at the same time, it's an intense organization. We joke about drinking the Kool-Aid. I love the Marine Corps, and Marines are some of the best people that I've known. They're, male and female, some of my best friends today. I went to war feeling like I had brothers and sisters that would look out for me. Literally, my brother was a Marine. My father was a Marine. So I have tremendous loyalty to the organization, as most women Marines do. But you get faced with this blatant harassment. And quite frankly, because this is the third such incident, we've had these Facebook groups and the cyber stalking stuff happening since 2013 was one of the first reported incidents. And there's some dissonance there, because I love the Marine Corps, but Marine Corps leadership is not protecting today's young women Marines. And why not? You know, you have to understand, as an older veteran, I look at these 18, 19-year-olds who signed up and said, I will go to war for you, and the failure to protect them is unconscionable.
We're speaking with Dr. Kate Hendricks-Thomas. She's a Marine Corps veteran, now an assistant professor at Charleston Southern University. But you were encouraged by the Neller response, the Commandant Neller response, and you feel like maybe there's a little bit more realization at the top levels, but that they haven't gone far enough.
Well, they have. Both the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps and the Commandant of the Marine Corps have come out and said, these are not Marines, these keyboard warriors. Your membership in the Marine Corps is now in jeopardy and in question. And an NCIS investigation is ongoing. There's not much that they can say pending results of the investigation. Here's my hope. In the past, leadership has politically paid lip service to the notion that, oh, this is wrong, we have a problem with it. And then we haven't done more than some death by PowerPoint training to tell everyone, hey, sexual harassment is a bad idea. We have to take real action. There has to be, one, there has to be adjudication for the perpetrators. That has to be publicly known, because Marines need to know that there are serious consequences for these actions. The leadership takes it seriously. But institutionally, the marginalization of women isn't going to change unless we change a few things structurally. And again, I've had so many conversations with active duty women who feel like they feel kind of hopeless. They feel like we're hearing these statements, but the dialogue on the ground isn't necessarily echoing that. I don't know if this is actually going to change. And I have to believe that our Marine Corps cares about cohesion, because we care about lethality. We care about, as General Neller said, we care about accomplishing the mission. That's what the Marine Corps is for. And women Marines over the last, specifically the last 15 years in theaters of war, we need them. You know, women are in the Marine Corps because we need them operationally. So the team needs to function. The team needs to perform. And that's the entire point of the Marine Corps. So I hope I'm not naive, but I have tremendous faith and hope that the Marine Corps is going to be willing to take a hard look at itself. I do think that what you're doing by talking about this issue, what all of the women Marines, active duty and veteran of every service era are doing right now, lifting their voices and saying, hey, I'm not going to turn my head. I'm not going to go along to get along. I'm going to tell you that this happened, and it is happening. I'm always disheartened when I hear from active duty women who say, I have these stories, I just can't share them for fear of reprisal. That's happening. There are a lot of people who feel like they can't talk about this.
Have you also heard from male Marines that are agreeing with you that maybe they feel somehow inhibited from coming forward and saying to their comrades, hey, cut it out?
I hear from a lot of male Marines, I wouldn't know what to say, but then I also hear from male Marines who are standing up and are making public statements and are, you know, we call it a hip pocket class in the Marine Corps when you pull your people together informally and go over some kind of relevant training issue. You know, there are Marine leaders leading right now at every level. There needs to be a ringing condemnation of this sort of behavior. This is just not in keeping with our ethics. And it's, quite frankly, there's a certain type of Marine. When I was in the Marine Corps, there was always a certain type of Marine that had an issue with women. And it was always the kind who had some deficiencies of their own. I mean, the really confident top performers never had misogyny issues, in my experience.
Kate Hendricks-Thomas is a Marine Corps veteran, now an assistant professor at Charleston Southern University. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for spending time talking about this. I truly, truly thank you.
We'll post a link to her essay and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, we'll take a look at the state of federal innovation 53 days into the Trump administration. But first, we get one informed view, when all the smoke has blown away, of whether the Veterans Affairs Department has actually improved over the last couple of years. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.